Come on back, guys.
Behind a ranch-style home in Walnut Creek, landscape designer Ryan Kelsey points to a piece of plastic pipe.
All the rainwater coming off the roof into the gutter goes into this pipe, and the pipe has a cap on the bottom.
Kelsey is showing and a handful of people how to harvest water from the sky by connecting that pipe to three plastic barrels. The system will serve a half-acre yard scattered with chickens, fruit trees, and vegetable beds.
So one
student Zakisha Plummer squeezes a cutting tool to slice up plastic pipe.
Palm on one side and fingers on the other.
It's a lot of work. Okay. In a hard rain, these barrels will top off at 165 gallons combined, a literal drop in the bucket compared to the yard's water needs, let alone the state's. Thanks in part to El Nino, rain has been surging through downspouts and gutters lately. Now, let's do some math. One storm in Los Angeles County packing 1 inch of rainfall means 10 billion gallons of water. The Oakland-based Pacific Institute estimates that rainfall captured in the San Francisco Bay Area and Metro Southern California could, in a strong year, provide enough water to supply the entire city of Los Angeles. But most of that is usually lost to the ocean. That's changing. Dick Luthy, a Stanford University environmental engineering professor, points to one obvious reason: supply. The state's two coastal urban centers import more than two-thirds of their water from somewhere else.
When you look at climate change and the other pressures we have, including keeping water in streams and river for environmental needs, there's going to be less water available. And so you want to plan for that future. And one way to do it is think about stormwater capture and use.
The city of Los Angeles has set a goal to quadruple its stormwater harvest. The core of the plan is to collect rainfall in natural basins or washes and let it slowly fill up underground aquifers. LA's neighbor to the south has used this rain banking strategy for decades.
We're pretty good water accountants here.
Scott Nygren is the operations manager for the Orange County Water District. We're standing at a spot in Anaheim where the district diverts rain into a huge field, a year's worth of water for 250,000 families, once it's cleaned up in the district's state-of-the-art treatment system. Buried here are massive slotted pipes covered by a fine mesh cloth.
And so the slots allow the water to flow in, and then the cloth traps the very fine particles on the outside of the pipe so that the particles stay out, but the water flows through.
Large plots of land like this one that can soak up water in urban areas are scarce. So is money for potential projects. A water bond passed by state voters 2 years ago created a $200 million pool of grants for stormwater capture. But the Public Policy Institute of California estimates that capturing all of the rainfall possible could require an investment of five times that. So some think the future is in smaller local projects.
What we've learned over time is that people want to do some of these things anyway.
That's Greg Gearhart, an engineer for the State Water Resources Control Board. Different parts of the state have different reasons for capturing stormwater, and Gearhart says that's okay.
This is just what I see as a bigger trend of citizens wanting to have more control, more understanding of options they have available to them instead of just trusting that when they turn the tap on, they're going to get water to make their lawn green.
There are some regional-sized plans on the drawing board. LA is converting a former quarry to a wetlands park with trails and a playground, and a pilot project is underway in Monterey County. Meanwhile, some aren't waiting around to take action. Take Jeanette Vosberg. Along the wide street in front of her two-story home in West Los Angeles, she's using guerrilla tactics to intercept stormwater speeding by.
If you get down there, you see?
Tunneling under the sidewalk to snare curbside runoff and connecting the pipe to a cistern.
Do you see that pipe down there?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, so.
Like a PVC pipe.
So that pipe then brings the water in.
Vosberg can store about 1,000 gallons in cisterns buried around her house.
My goal is twofold. One is to capture and reuse, and the other is just to restore the water table. You know, it's not all one or the other.
She's even built rock-lined pits to capture water her neighbors were letting go.
Our neighbor was draining their roof of their garage into our yard, and some people would say, oh my God, that's a terrible thing. I looked at it and I said, oh my God, that's wonderful.
Vosberg's vision is to see her yard-size model scaled up and catching runoff statewide. That's a vision that will take years of planning and billions of dollars to fully realize. I'm Molly Peterson in Los Angeles.